Hi, Graham Goodings here. Those who follow me know I'm working on an audiobook of A Man Called Possum by Max Jones. It's a fascinating tale of a legend of the Aussie outback. In preparation for narrating the book, I've been asking for people to contact me who either had personal contact with a possum or know of people who did and want to share their stories. The most recent was John Aspinall, who grew up at Lock 7 near Rufus River. John says his parents kept John and his brothers in check with a warning about the possum.
It was sort of as we grew up that we realised that there was more to it than, you know, what my parents had said. But we just sort of used to, those four brothers, and we just used to wander around, you know, what boys do, trapping rabbits, shooting and doing sorts of stuff, and they just used that as a keep us close to home. Not a threat, I wouldn't say, but a bit of a warning, you know, that if you go too far, you never know. I don't think he had that record of causing any trouble. In fact, nobody used to see him, as best I recall.
Yeah, well, he was out there for 54 years, and I don't think, in all my recollection with talking to Max Jones, my uncle, who wrote the book about the possum,
there was, I have that one.
Yeah, there was never any real negative feedback, was there? No bad stories about the possum?
No, none at all. He was, he used to do lots of stuff. I do recall being told that he used to do bits of, or a few jobs for the sheep property owners around that way, and never took money for it, but they used to hand him out stuff, and I don't know how quite that worked, but that's about all I recall, you know. But it was more that it's probably a bit unique that we used to told not to go too far from home because of him, but I suppose it worked for my parents, but that was about all that I really recall.
So neither you nor any of your brothers actually saw him?
No, we never saw him. But, like, you know, I worked on the sheep properties up and around that way, but, never come across him. All I had was stories, and, you know, you hear one and then you just sort of, that's right, and then somebody else will mention it. And there is a monument of him in Wentworth, I suppose you're aware of that one, obviously.
Yeah, sure. I think the amazing thing is that he lived out. I mean, we all love the river. It's a beautiful spot. But can you imagine living out the way he did for 50 years?
No, I can't.
I mean, someone made the point to me the other day. He never saw a television. He never drove a car. And he never had any money. And yet he survived for all that time.
Yeah, I think it's really remarkable how he would have and could have done that. But, But I heard a little bit of what you said that day. I was out walking and I heard you on 5AA talking about it and your desire to hear people, you know, that had any memories, and I thought, well, why not pass it on? And if it helps and it's useful, then fine.
That's terrific, John. No, I really appreciate that. Yeah, I've had a few people come forward.
That's good.
You just get little bits, snippets of information here and there. I must say yours is the first time that there's sort of been a slightly sinister aspect that, you know, watch out, you know, the possum's out there.
That's right. And it worked for us. No, I reckon I was five around there, five and a half or something like that. My brother was about four. And he said, I only recall what my mum and dad said. He said that what you're saying today is what actually was said. And he recalls it, so it's the way it was. And it sort of kept us close to home, but I just think that it's something they made up and it worked for them. So I don't think I ever never heard anything, you know, sinister or anything bad about the man. It was just he was out there, and he was.
John, look, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. That's terrific.
Well, yeah, I do appreciate talking to you, and I'm very much interested to see what actually is sort of, you know, put together.
That was John Aspinall, a man who grew up to stories of the possum. And if you have any stories, you were in the Riverland around the time of the possum, I'd love to hear them. You can contact me at Good Innings Media. That's one word, Good Innings Media at internode.on.net, or you can contact me via my Facebook page. As I've been mentioning all along, we're working on the audiobook of A Man Called Possum and looking towards the end of October into November. Certainly be out in time for Christmas.